You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In less than 2 weeks, people will be able to vote the old-fashioned way in person and pick up their highly coveted I Voted stickers. But election offices have long been buzzing, already receiving mail-in ballots and begin tallying them once polls close on November 8th. But as we previously discussed on Insight, election officials across California and the country are leaving their positions after being harassed and threatened and facing burnout. Election integrity has also been a contentious topic since the 2020 election, bringing unprecedented attention and scrutiny to their work. Today, we're going to check in with two election officials from our area to learn more about their work and the challenges that they're facing and how they're working to overcome them to ensure a fair and transparent election process. Joining us now is Gregory Diaz, the Registrar of Voters for Nevada County, and Olivia Hale, the Registrar of Voters for San Joaquin County. Welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as we just mentioned, under 2 weeks away from the midterm, it's the busiest time of the year for each of you. How are you and your staff doing right now? Give us kind of like a picture of what the work looks like right now for each of your offices. Olivia, I'll start with you.
It's definitely buzzing. We have everybody in place and all of our temporary staff in, and we're just beginning to get everything moving smoothly as ballots are coming in and just preparing for Election Day. All of the preparation that goes into that is what we're working on right now.
Gregory, how does it look like for you in Nevada County?
Oh, we're doing just fine. Ballots are coming in. As a matter of fact, we have around twice as many ballots at E-minus 13 right now than we did for the primary election. So in Nevada County, people are voting. Vote centers will be open this Saturday. So machines are being prepared. We'll be deploying at the end of this week to open the vote centers. And we just have a great staff here. The public is involved, a lot of phone calls. A very busy time.
Oh, what are some of the messages that you're receiving from the public?
The public has been very good. Most of the time, there are issues with receiving a ballot, or perhaps folks had medical emergencies and ballots were left home. They're in the hospital. Senior centers are calling, making sure we get there. We have programs where we collect ballots at senior centers. So nothing out of the ordinary. The calls I have received, strangely enough, have been okay as well. Not a lot of yelling, cussing. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
I mean, when you say that, has that happened in the past recently in terms of how your job has changed with what you're receiving from the broader community?
Yeah, I didn't catch the first part of your question.
Oh, when you were talking about potentially yelling and things like that, has that happened in the past recently for your office?
Oh, yeah. We've had some very passionate voters. It's like that's how I describe them. And they're just concerned about the process. And this office, we communicate with the voters. We ask the voters to come in. We want to meet these people face to face so we can explain what we're doing. This seems to work well in Nevada County.
Olivia, down in San Joaquin County, how has your job changed in recent years, in recent elections?
It's definitely been different since 2020. We have very passionate voters here in San Joaquin County as well. We actually have a group of folks that attend almost all of our board meetings with concerns about just the election process. So back on September 27th, I actually gave a comprehensive presentation in front of our Board of Supervisors addressing all the various topics. I spent about 6 weeks attending meetings and just taking the notes of what concerned citizens were bringing to the table regarding the elections. And so giving that presentation, we've since posted it to our website, and you can get it right on our Board of Supervisors meeting minutes. It's off of the county website as well. And it just goes over various topics in depth about the integrity of the election, the safe drop boxes, and everything that our office does to maintain that. A big thing has been bringing in the public, as Greg shared. Our offices are always open, and something that I would very much encourage all voters to do is, if you are hearing things out there, or if you've read something and it just doesn't sound right to you, contacting our offices and giving your elections officials the chance to bring you in and show you really how it's done is very, very important to the process. And I just want to encourage voters to continue to utilize all of our offices. Whatever county you live in, your registrar will be more than happy to give you a tour and explain to you what's going on.
Just a few weeks ago, we had the California Voter Foundation on, and they spoke about the number of election officials that were leaving their position due to a rise in threats and harassment, and specifically in California. Have either of your offices been impacted by this as well? Olivia?
Absolutely. In our office, they actually, we had a registrar resign, and then the late Heather Diddy came into our office, and I know the recruitment to get her was quite an extensive search. And then, of course, myself coming in, I'm very new. I was just appointed to the board on August 9th of this year, previously serving as an assistant registrar under Heather. So I know that collectively, most elections officials at this point, their tenure is shorter than what it had been in the past. So someone like me, 5 years in elections, my assistant registrar about a year in elections. So I know we're seeing a very different climate than we have in the past.
Gregory, how about you in Nevada County with your office?
We've been very fortunate. Ironically, this is the end of my fourth term, so I will be retiring in January. And that's just because I'm getting old, not because the deniers are getting me out of here, but we all have our shelf life. The clerk recorder elect is a fantastic young lady, Natalie Adona. So a lot of the young folks here in Nevada County are getting involved, which has been something I've been working on for quite a few years.
Yeah, Natalie Adona was in an op-ed in CNN, and also there was an article in the LA Times about harassment that they received as the county clerk recorder elect. Has the harassment to her continued since the primary?
I think indirectly, yes. The same group of folks, they're out there. They take a lot of pot shots at the office. A lot of this stuff is sort of underneath the covers. Public Records Request Acts. The same group is just pounding our office with these requests. And it's really a form of distraction. It takes a lot of time, and also time from county council, which equals taxpayer money. I don't think folks realize how much taxpayer money is being spent to address, I think, questionable PRA requests. So yes, it has continued. But she carried on during the campaign, a hard, tough campaign. She won convincingly, and she's really ready to take over.
You know, given that Nevada County, you have more Democrats than Republicans registered to vote. I think it's like 39% versus 32%. So one party doesn't dominate. It's more kind of like a purple county compared to state registration numbers overall, where Democrats are 2-1 to Republicans. Because of that makeup in your county, would you say there's a more varied range of political views in Nevada County?
Certainly. Yeah. Over my 16 years when I first came, this was a red county. My first presidential election was 2008. And for the first time, Nevada County went Democratic. You can probably guess what a lot of the constituents said. Well, that guy just became our registrar of voters, so now he turned the county into a blue county, which we just conducted the election. But I think the boomers are retiring. Beautiful county, lots of gold, lots of recreation. Folks are coming up. And I think just that natural movement has affected the political makeup of the county.
Olivia, how would you describe the electorate in San Joaquin County?
I think it's diverse. Stockton is known for being a very diverse county and being that one of the fifth diverse cities in the nation. I think that we have a lot of diversity here, but there is still a lot of farmland, a lot of traditional conservative voters. So I think there's an interesting makeup of that here in our county as well.
You know, given I know that this is your first time as registrar of voters, you were just, you know, appointed to this in August, but you've been involved in elections for 5 years. How has that changed in terms of what you receive from the public in terms of, you know, potentially skepticism?
I think it's become a very different dynamic than what we saw in the 2018 election cycle. And then after 2020, I think what we're experiencing now, a lot of the concerns I'm hearing are very pushed towards that 2020 election more than anything. And, you know, particular constituents are looking at that election like all of this stuff happened, and they want to know that going forward, we're not going to have this, you know, claimed issue. From an elections perspective, I mean, we're still doing it the same. Nothing's changed other than, you know, we're following all of the legislative changes that came about during COVID and now have become, you know, permanent laws, like vote by mail being us becoming an all vote by mail state. And so I think from an elections official perspective, we're just following the laws and regulations and, you know, holding our voters and candidates accountable to those exact requirements, you know, with the guidance that we get from the Secretary of State. But for the voters on what's going on in the political side of it, which, of course, we try to stay as much out of that as possible. Our job is to, you know, have fair, free elections, and that's what we're focused on. And so that information that's misinformation and disinformation that's being fed to voters, it's leaving them in a skeptical spot to where until they contact us and take the time to do our tours and come to visit and see what's happening actually in our offices. Like I say, we can show you better than we can tell you. And that's the experience I try to share to voters, is to do that.
So. I mean, I just imagine that makes your job so much harder, especially when you hear from Gregory about the, you know, the public information requests that you have to go through and file, which are very time consuming as well. Not to mention, I mean, the issue of safety. I mean, there is a new law that will allow election workers to enroll in programs to keep their home addresses and other personal information confidential for their safety. Do you think that this is an appropriate step to have election officials and people involved in the electoral process feel secure as they do their job, Olivia?
Absolutely. I know for myself, I just moved myself to confidential voter status. You go to these board meetings and, you know, you want to believe that most of the attacks are about the election process. And many of our constituents that have concerns, they voice to me. I make sure I talk to them after the meetings and, you know, share with them that, you know, we're going to answer your questions. We might not be able to give you the answer you want to hear, but we're going to give you accurate answers to whatever your concerns are. And many of them, rest assured, you know, our issue is not with you, Olivia. It's definitely, you know, with just making sure the election's secure. And we appreciate that. But I think we do have to take into consideration when you hear an anonymous comment and you don't know, you know, voter file records can be requested in any office. It's information that's available for campaigns. And so you just want to make sure that, you know, you're being mindful of your own family. Many of us are so passionate about what we do. I mean, I know I put elections before anything when it's election season, and my family, you know, jokingly, you know, says, well, we'll see mom after the election, you know. And I think for many of us, our passion is what keeps us in this business, and we don't want to be deterred because of a possible safety threat. So I think allowing us that opportunity, if we choose, is important so we can stay focused on what we're passionate about and making sure these elections are done correctly, accurately, and how they should be done in the state of California.
Gregory, on this topic, Nevada County is also part of a pilot program which identifies safety threats and generates solutions for protecting election officials. How does this work?
Well, that's news to me.
Oh, it is.
Program. We have been ever since Natalie's campaign in the spring. Quite a few of our staff have requested to become confidential voters. SB 1131 has made things a lot easier for our office and has inspired a lot of confidence in our folks that the state is aware of this. The state went and passed a bill to help protect us, and that's infused a lot of confidence in our office. I don't want this to get lost, but all the work we've done to combat disinformation, talking to folks, has really helped our office and our staff. We feel so much more confident now about our processes. We feel so much confident about being transparent, about giving information to the voters. It's actually put us in a better place to serve our constituents, and I feel good about that.
Yeah, I mean, given that this is your fourth term and you're going to be saying goodbye to this office, when it comes to your predecessors, are you concerned that this passion that Olivia is talking about why you all do the job, is going to be strained or compromised under these strenuous conditions?
Absolutely, they're going to be strained and compromised. It's not easy. It's a tough job. It's getting tougher. I'm going to be on the sidelines on 2024, but I'm going to be watching. And Olivia, people like Olivia, you heard her. We've all heard her. Inspires a lot of confidence. If I'm in her county, I'm going to be confident. My vote's going to be counted. And that's what really counts, that trust between the office and the voters. And we have a great crop of registrars, and we'll be fine. But it's concerning. It is concerning.
You know, in light of this, do county registrars, do you all like collaborate or lean on each other, you know, during times like these? Or are you kind of just, you know, within your own counties and siloed?
We have a very strong group, CACEO, California Association of Clerks and Election Officials. Every day, there are hundreds of messages on our listserv. I make a point of reading this every day. There's so much information, so many safeguards, so many good discussions about how we can do our job better. It's really been a lifesaver. What do you think, Olivia?
Absolutely. I will say that, you know, being connected to every registrar in the state, you know, people did share concern with me only having 5 years in elections. And, you know, something that I've shared is, it's an email or a phone call away to the other 57 registrars in the state. So if I have a question, you know, I will definitely reach out to, you know, other counties that have the same makeup as our county, and to, you know, as far as if their votes in, we're still a traditional polling place. And so there's not very many larger counties that are still in that model. But that's, I mean, just having access to all of the other registrars helps us to be in alignment. We're able to, you know, look over the code and do different things that allows us to all have a full understanding and perspective, and I just think it's an invaluable resource.
Olivia and Gregory, thank you so much for the time. I know how busy you are, and just thanks for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Gregory, thank you for having us.
Thank you for making the time. Gregory Diaz and Olivia Hale are the registrar of voters for Nevada and San Joaquin County, sharing how their staff is preparing for the midterm less than 2 weeks away. Still ahead, a Central Valley man with a passion for Mexican-American Chicano history is sharing a library's worth of knowledge with the Stockton community. We'll meet the founder of the Chicano Research Center, providing a bilingual selection of knowledge expanding beyond simply reading. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.